This is 90.3 KEXP live in the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. B-Caves are here. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Howdy.
It is so good to see you guys, and if you are ready, we're ready to hear some live music.
Dreamt I was looking out upon the ancient sea. Orion shining down on me. That sad and lonely wind, ominous and frail.
Beautiful. B-Caves live here on The Morning Show, complete with the stand-up bass. It's not an amateur hour when you got to carry that thing around. Just thinking of you in the rain with that, let alone gear, but that is a commitment. It's great having that in here and you guys in here. You got another one for us?
Absolutely.
The song's called Running Home to You.
We'll be right back.
KEXP with the Music Matters B-Caves live here on The Morning Show. Love that song.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Being a morning show host, having moody songs like that, it's my bread and butter. So
it is raining, after all.
I love that song, and I have to say, if you're a music supervisor out there that listens, and I know you're out there, that is a perfect song for your next moody scene. I'm helping you out here.
That's so sweet of you.
You're crazy if you don't use that song for some kind of I just have that image in my head. When you write a song, do you have images, or is it the words that power it, or do you have, because that is, I mean, people make up their own images with the song you listen to. I'm sure if you have your favorite songs, you have your own visuals that pop into your head.
Yeah, I think I spend more time reading lyrics than I do listening to music. So
yeah,
for me, the words and the music are very closely tied. So I can hear if Sam plays a riff or if I have a progression or something, a lot of times a line will pop out.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's pretty typical, though, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I love hearing how songs come together, though, because people take them and do what they want with them. There's nothing you can do once you put it out there.
Sure.
You could be like, you know, this is the song that I like to dress up as a clown in. There's nothing you can do, man. Maybe that's what someone's going to do, and there's nothing you can do.
Sure.
I hope not. Clowns freak me out. So you guys,
me too, man.
Right? I feel uncomfortable even bringing them up. I don't know why I did.
I couldn't agree more.
We brought up Serial Killers with a Swedish band yesterday and Devil
Amazon.
Worshiping.
They were so
yeah,
they were
right?
So
how good
great.
Was that?
Her Jeez. Voice is unreal. It's unreal.
And do you like talking about writing songs? before they talked about devil worshiping, was that idea that you can make this moody, just super moody, emotional song, and her voice builds, and you can dance to it. Just to me is fascinating.
Absolutely.
Right?
They're just a great band.
Yeah. That big
I'm really looking forward to that album. Actually.
Right?
Yeah.
And I have a few, and it's one of those where you want more songs. Hey, that's a perfect segue to you guys. I have the EP. I got it through a friend, started playing it, immediate reaction. I loved it. I think I had that song for maybe an hour before we started playing it. So tell me a little bit about the band, just where you guys are from, what when you all came together, and I know this is kind of your live debut as well.
It is. This is actually our very first show ever. So what better way to do it than on the radio? Reed and I are from Austin, Texas.
Yep.
These guys, Jay, Alan, and... Brian
Wolf
are here in New York City.
Wow.
And we've had two
and
rehearsals.
Alan Markley, right?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Markley.
Okay. Awesome.
This is how new we are to everything.
Yeah.
I love it. How much time did you get to practice together?
We had two rehearsals.
Two rehearsals. Sure.
And these guys are all pros, so that's
they
all
are.
We needed.
Yeah. As long as you have good musicians who know the songs, I think you're going to be okay. So
I think they know them better than we do.
Yeah.
If I were in that position, I would know the songs better than you might. Because, okay, you want me to play on the radio. I'm learning these songs. It's that's awesome, though. I love it. And you'll be able to do more shows. What's your plan?
We've got actually a show tonight at the Mercury Lounge at 7 o'clock. It's an early show, but... Yeah, plenty of drinking time afterwards.
Absolutely. Just saw a show there the other night. Great place to play.
Yeah.
So great. So that's tonight, 7 o'clock. I'm doing
it.
The math in my head, if I can make that or not, because I want to see you guys again.
Carry the one.
I think I can do it. East Coast time, Seattle. I thought you guys were on a half hour ago, so you don't want to talk to me about time.
Okay, got it.
All right. So, and the EP's out there. It's available. I know you put it out there. People can get it.
Yeah. Sam, you probably know more about this part.
It is. It's available through our website, bcavesmusic.com.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right, so the first show continues. This is our warm-up show for the Mercury Lounge tonight. It's B Caves live here on KXP. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Actually,
yeah, nope.
I'm not sure.
It's fine. I've been here before, as long as it's not a broken string, which is the worst thing. I've jinxed it now. Why did I say that?
I think I'm good. Good.
Yeah.
KEXP 90.3 FM, KEXP.org worldwide. B-Caves live here on the morning show from the Cutting Room Studios in New York City, making their debut and bringing along some New Yorkers for their debut and playing tonight at the Mercury at 7 o'clock. I think I've plugged everything.
You got it, man. That's
it. All right.
I'm gonna cave.
You got one more? One more, is it?
Oh, yeah.
One more. Okay. I've lost track. Glad somebody knows what's going on.
We'll be right back.
Beautiful. Nice work.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Bee Caves live here on The Morning Show, making their live debut. That's pretty impressive for a live debut.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Yeah, the songs we've been playing have just been awesome. So it's great to see you guys live and to be here for your first show. Keep making music. There's a lot there.
And, we will.
I've been through a few of these sessions, and you guys have a lot of good songs. So see them tonight if you're in New York, 7 o'clock, Mercury Lounge. And I hope one day we see you in Seattle, or we'll see you if we ever get down to Austin again. We tend to. It's been a while for me. I miss that city.
You all gotta come see us.
We have a lot of friends down there, the old KEXP. Like, people are so nice. Well, people are nice in Austin in general, but
I have a guest house too.
Let me just get my phone out right now. That's what I was fishing for. We got a guest house. All right. I booked the right band today. John's going to Austin. All right. Big thank you to everybody at the Cutting Room Studios again for all these sessions. And a reminder, coming up in a bit, the Cold War Kids will be live here on listener-powered KEXP live from the Cutting Room.